Welcome to Big Ticket Pros, the podcast for agencies, coaches, and high-end service providers who know what it takes to thrive in competitive markets. I'm your host, Ana Gonzalez, and you can find me on social media at Annabelle Prime. Our guests share insider tips, strategies, and sometimes cautionary tales to help you close bigger deals and scale your business. Big Ticket Pros is sponsored by Conversational Funnels, the new way to close deals in 2025 that does not rely on any of the old traditional methods everybody hates. We use this method to book 121 qualified sales calls in 10 days without any ad spend, outreach, or endless social posting. Download the free step-by-step blueprint that shows exactly how we did it at conversationalfunnels.com. That's conversationalfunnels.com. Today's guest is Stephen Smith. Your bow is.
What's going on?
Sorry, I had your bio here and it was like my screen was blank, but I have it here. So, Stephen is a husband, father of four, comedian, content creator, and advertising professional. His mission on earth is to improve the lives of others and help those in the world around him have more joyful experience. So I love that, Stephen. Thank you so much for being here and welcome to Big Ticket Pros. So, what is the best piece of advice you would give to someone just starting out in your industry?
Don't. that would probably be my best piece of advice, to be quite honest with you. I mean, how I got into this industry was more out of necessity than it was really a tactical plan or, oh, I think I'm going to become an advertising, professional or marketing guru. Really how it started all for me was back in 2019, I was actually selling funerals and literally burying people. And it got to a point where the sales process for the corporation that I worked for at the time was just so archaic that we would have to cold call people, I mean, essentially all day long to try and get sales for this funeral home. And I decided, there's got to be a better way. I've got to figure out how to generate leads for myself. And I see so many different people making a ton of money that don't have to do this super uncomfortable thing of reaching out to people. And like it, don't get me wrong, I don't have anything wrong or have anything against cold calling. It's definitely an effective method if you do it long enough and have the time for it. But it's like in my industry at the time, when you're calling some people up and it's like, hey, is Bob there? And you're getting some sweet older lady who's like, he died 4 months ago. That's a really uncomfortable call that you can't recover from. And so I decided there's got to be a better way. I've got to figure out how to generate leads online. And so I learned how to copyright. I always had a knack for writing in general. And then just decided to learn how to advertise, learn how to build sales funnels, all of those different things. And then that translated into 3 years later, me going into doing it full time for myself, taking on clients throughout that entire period. And here we are today, 5 years later. But I think for anybody getting started in what I specifically do, it's something that without some very clear market research as to who you're looking to serve, I think the biggest thing would be is if you're going to consider doing it, do your market research way before you quit your job, because quitting your job and going to 100 grand a month probably is unrealistic.
Yeah. That reminded me, I know of someone who hated his job, and someone reached out to him and said, "Hey, I'm looking for someone, but I'm not sure yet. I might need your help, but like I don't know yet." And that person hated his job so much that he was like, "F, I'm gonna quit my job."
Yeah.
He quit his job, and anyways, I don't know what happened to him. That just
Sure.
reminded me of this story, but I get what you say. Well, first of all, you started with don't.
Yeah.
And then I think that it's a very wise move to not quit your job for something that you're going to start from scratch,
Right.
and especially if you're going to do it by yourself.
Sure.
And going back to that don't that you said at first, I think that actually, even starting it that you said don't start led you to whatever you are doing right now, which I will say I think that maybe you like it.
Yeah, no, it's definitely fun for sure. I mean, there's certain aspects of my business that I enjoy and certain aspects of my business that I hate. I just think most people think that because the barrier of entry is so easy and so minimal to get started doing what I do, that they think, "Oh, I'm just going to jump right in." And the problem with it is we're in a space now where marketing has become an incredible red ocean full of massive sharks and people with years of experience and credibility in other fields that then decide to start companies. So, like, that advice is for the 18-year-old guy who's like, I don't want to, be at a job. Like, I'm not saying that you shouldn't do it, but like, there's a process of experience that I think somebody needs to have before they start doing it. Because what ends up happening is, a lot of people will get into my space. And I mean, I'm guilty of this too. When I first started taking clients on back in 2020 was when I took on my first client. Like, I had no idea what I was doing. And the problem with that is unless you have the ability to track return on investment, the ability to actually show on paper with real-time data how you're benefiting a business, I think people have this pipe dream that, oh, well, I can do this thing and it's going to produce leads or whatever else. And a business is just going to be happy to pay me thousands and thousands of dollars. And it's actually when you break it down to really what we do for a business, we're really the sales partner of that company that brings the people in for them to generate revenue. And if you can't clearly show how you're doing that for a company, you're not going to last long. And 90% of the time, most owners that come to us have worked with three, four, five agencies even before they land with us. And every single time, one of two things is the common thread. And it's either that they got zero results or they had a horrible experience. And so with that, I think really somebody building their repertoire and building the skill set for themselves to be able to have all of those things before they start in my space is really what would help somebody to be successful in it.
That makes total sense. And also to have the honesty to say, hey, I'm not a guru yet. I'm learning. So this is where we're at. This is where I'm at. And also the thing that you mentioned about don't just like go in and go all in if you don't know what you're doing. Because other than number one, you're gonna fail, but failure means learning. You're also going to make a dent in someone else's business.
100%.
So, what would be other than don't or like a tactical advice of to would you that you would give to someone who's wanting to get into the ocean of maybe your industry or any other industry? Because, for instance, digital marketing, I see a lot of ads, for instance, social media. Oh, be a digital marketer is super easy, but they don't display that there's a lot going on in the back end, and there's a lot to learn in the back end, What would be the first thing that you would advise for people to want to get into your industry or your space?
That's a great question. So, I'm actually seeing a trend with a lot of marketing people, we'll say, which is something that I've put two and two together on, is you had the gold rush back in the 1900s or 1800s, whenever it was, right? Here in Northern America. And when the gold rush was happening, there's this commonly accepted belief, whether it's true or not, sure it is, but this common belief and this common theme that the people that came out to actually search for gold were not the people that actually got rich from the gold rush. It was the people that actually were selling the shovels and the tools and all of the things for somebody to go and do the hard, backbreaking, knee scraping work of panning for gold. It was the people that were selling them all of the tools that actually made all of the money. And so, as I look at my industry as a whole, what I see is a common trend. And specifically, there's been a wave in the last really 5 years. I think the golden ages of you could get in my business, start a company, and be at 30, 40, 50 grand a month in revenue within a very short time period, with no credibility, with no connections, with nothing. Like, you used to be able to do that 5 years ago. I would be hard pressed if anybody could do that today and actually have systems, processes, et cetera, to sustain that for a long period of time. Because it's one thing to make a lot of money in a month. It's another thing to make a lot of money in a month and be able to continue doing it for a long period of time. There's a very different a level of respect I have for somebody that says I make the X amount of money, but they can show that they've done that for a long time versus these people that say, you know what, I'm a $100,000 a month entrepreneur, buy my course. And so I think what we've shifted into is we're in a digital gold rush, but the people that are actually making money from it are the people selling the courses and selling people on the idea of doing all of the work. And so I think it's just history repeating itself, in my opinion, to where if somebody really does want to get into my space, actually what I would recommend them do is I'd recommend them go and work for a larger company for probably 2 years and learn everything that they possibly can about their processes, systems, et cetera. So that way, when they go branch out on their own, they have the credibility of working with that company for 2 years and the ability to say, I've done X amount of revenue for these companies. I've done this, I've done that. I think that in and of itself would help somebody get started way quicker. And they'd also be able to cut through the BS on what courses are actually going to help them, and what coaches or gurus or consultants would actually be able to push their business forward and allow them to achieve their dreams. Because all too often, I just see that most people are buying a course, never doing any work in it, or they're buying into my business and then they're going and fucking everything up for all these businesses. So I would say really that would be my best advice is go work for somebody in the industry that's actually going to teach you how to do everything before branching out on your own.
I think that's amazing advice because even also going to work for someone else and learning the systems and the processes in what is right and what is not so right, will give the critical thinking of, oh, I see this and this is not how it should be done, or I see this and this is what I should do. You
Right.
know, I was talking to a friend a couple of days ago. I studied martial arts for 30 years, and what sometimes I want to go and train in a different in a school, or I want to look for a school for, I don't know, my kid, and I go and see the instructor and I'm like, like I see people who are very happy with this instructor, but that's, I mean, I've seen better, so much better instructors in my life that I'm like, they're going to hurt themselves by doing this. Why is the instructor not telling them anything, you know? So I do a lot of analogies. I relate everything to martial arts, and that's how I can understand things. And I think that's an amazing advice of like, go do the work, learn what is the right thing, and then judge by yourself. If you buy a course, if it's a good course for you, or if it's just some other info product that you just bought.
Right. Well, I think it even goes back to, you know, you hear stories of the successful titans and tycoons of business and real estate and industry in our world today. And one of the common themes that you hear about really successful people, like really successful people, is back when they were younger. And I'm talking really a generation that's kind of phasing out and dying nowadays, but you really go back in the future, early 1900s, and you hear of people that literally would go to successful people at the time and be like, I will work for you for free. Like, I don't care what it takes. I'll work for you for free. Just teach me what you know. And what I think is fucking insane is that to go up to a wealthy business owner today, most actually will say no, because like even just that mentorship would be too expensive for them. But there are literally companies out there that are dying to have good quality people that are willing to come in and work, and they'll even pay people to learn. So like we're in a society nowadays with how quickly things move with technology and the internet and everything else, that the whole 5 year, 10 year plan thing is really obsolete at this point. I don't think you can really truly plan further than 18 months into the future. Like you can have a grand vision, but really 18 months in the future, because of the speed at how quickly things change today, is insane. So that being said, the fact that you can literally go to a company or apply or do or go somewhere without college and just with sheer determination and tenacity, get a job that's going to pay you and teach you how to make millions of dollars once you leave that job is absolutely insane.
It is. Wow. Yeah, it is insane. And you're so right on how we're not able to plan 5 years from now. And it's just like 12 to 18 months. Everything is changing so fast. Technology is just changing everything.
Even just in marketing. I mean, marketing is different today. Like the things that mattered 2 years ago don't even matter today.
Wow, that's amazing. That's crazy. So, Stephen, tell us about who you serve and how people can reach out to you.
Yeah, absolutely. So we primarily serve blue collar businesses. Ideally, companies doing 3 to 5 million at minimum that want to go to 10 plus. Our top client is the largest generator installer in all of New England. They're the highest rated company outside of one other company. They're the second highest rated company in the United States, thanks to us and the work that we do. We took them from 15 to over 600 5-star reviews. So that's they're kind of our flagship that I base all of our processes and systems off of. But blue collar ballers is who we like to work with, the roofers, the plumbers, the HVAC guys, the electricians. And from what we do, we've got our process down tight to be able to grow their businesses somewhere in the range of 1 to 2x within a year or two. So
Great. So how can they those people find you?
They can search me up on social media at Honestly Steven on every single platform. That's Steven with a PH. Of course, they can always reach out to me directly at admin@bourboneaglemedia.com. Shoot me a message there, an email. Would love to answer any questions, things along those lines. And that's the easiest way to get a hold of me.
Awesome. So we're going to wrap it up from here. Thank you, Stephen, for joining us and sharing some wisdom about thriving in a competitive industry. You can learn more about what he does by visiting Honestly Stephen on social media or admin@bourboneaglemedia.com.
BourbonEagleMedia.com. You got it.
I got it right. I'm so good at it. If you are an agency, coach, professional services provider, or otherwise sell expensive stuff, we'd love to have you on a future episode. You can apply at bigticketpros.com. And once again, if you want to learn about the new way we're booking dozens of qualified calls per week with no ad spend, download our free blueprint at conversationalfunnels.com. That's all for now. Go get that big ticket punched. See you later.